Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
A great way for you to engage your mind is to listen to the minds and the mouths of the people on the DJV program. Doug, Stefan, Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirshner, Victoria Keelan, not in any order. Sometimes I do the J's together because it seems to sort of fit in my investment of focus here on what they know, what we know. I guess that we have to start by talking about what's going on in Afghanistan. The Republicans sort of feigning, in my estimation, an outrage because the Republicans were trying to get out of there before. At any rate, let's not make this necessarily a political conversation, I'll kick it off. My observation continues to be very consistent pretty much since the beginning of the Iraqi war, which distracted us from what was going on in Afghanistan, which was where Osama bin Laden was. We wasted 20 years and men and money. You didn't have to be a genius. You had to be an optimist to think that there wasn't going to be this kind of collapse very quickly. The Taliban has been in control of what goes on in Kabul as long as I can remember. The Russians tried to force them out, and they couldn't. We tried. So for all of this, we should have done it a different way, that's bunkum. It's over. It's done. It's time for Americans to come home. Our job is not to...
Now they haven't. Now you've got 7,000 people going back because of all the mess that's been made. So going home was 3 weeks ago, and now 7,000 troops are back in play again.
For what?
To get everybody else out. Yeah, because you have to evacuate everybody. So here's the thing. I mean, I think...
Why don't we evacuate everybody before instead of waiting until now?
It's been a slow kind of process. But
this, it hasn't. It's been bungled, and I think we have to just call it what it is.
A number of administrators. It's not just Biden. They've all...
No, this is pretty bad. It's pretty bad for him. I don't think you can hang this on Bush, Obama, or Trump, quite frankly. And you know, I love...
Hanging on all of them.
Well,
I think they've all
maybe you could talk about us being there, but here's the bottom line. The bottom line, and I can remember the conversation a while ago, and I'm with you. I'd love to be able to say, let's bring our troops home. But you remember I said this has got to be done in the right way with the right structure, because if it's not, this is the base.
Well, what is the right structure?
This is the closest to China.
The Monday morning quarterbacking, what do you do?
Well, it certainly isn't just getting up and leaving and leaving all of our military equipment behind.
What is it?
I think... I mean, it's sort of along the same line.
Left all the equipment there. Yeah.
Well, Saigon. I mean, this is what everybody's saying, right? This was like the Vietnam War. You have all these people who died, and then all of a sudden it means nothing because we have a very visible loss in this war. I have a friend, and it was heartbreaking. I was just scrolling through Facebook yesterday. I have a friend from grade school who was in Afghanistan and is still a member of the military, and she was saying, does anyone in my network know how to evacuate women from Afghanistan right now? Because there are women who volunteered for the Afghan military who were trying to seek some kind of shelter right now that the Taliban is there, because they're going door-to-door killing those women. And it was a very real and raw post to see someone who is not like, this is not a political actor, this is someone just in the military who usually just posts smiling pictures in front of the flag, now sending out a message for help. And the answer from people in her network were that go to Canada or go to the Indian Embassy, because they're the only two that seem to be helping try to evacuate these women out of this area before they're killed. I mean, what should have happened, in my mind, and I'm not a military expert, but along the lines of what Trump had been doing, which is delaying, he had come up with this deal, right? But he would be pushing along to delay until there was at least some structure. I don't also think that it was a great idea that we got out and telescoped every move. I mean, we talked about that, right? Biden set that day of 9/11, and then people said, wait a second, that would be really bad optics. Now I can guarantee you on 9/11, they're going to burn down the American embassy. The way the careless, haphazard nature has got to be owned.
Got it
has to be.
Yeah, right. But they're moving ahead. I think that's really what we have to kind of do.
You're back at war. I know you keep saying moving ahead, but now you have more troops there today or going there today than were there 2 weeks ago. So you've got 7,000 more members of the military. What you've done now, or not you, but what has been done, is now creating a bigger conflict than we had before. We had drawn down to under 3,000 members of the military. Now you're sending 7,000 back in just to help with evacuation. This isn't a good situation to be in.
Well, it is what it is. And so what we do, putting more people in harm's way, I think getting the women, as you've suggested, there. The Taliban is ruthless, bloodthirsty, cutthroat, any adjectives you can come up with that describes people who are subhuman, because that's kind of what they are. They have no feeling. They have any of the Taliban that I've ever learned anything about or been connected to, they have one thing in mind. When the American CIA bought them out to get them out of the way, when we were trying to go in there in the first place, gave them $83 million in cash and a couple of suitcases, that sort of held them back for a while. But that's all they understand. They understand money, power, and killing. That's it. And you're dealing with animals. You're not dealing with human beings. And so what I guess would agree with you on in terms of strategy is why we just get out and leave everything there. We do that all the time, and all that does is benefit the military-industrial complex.
Well, and I don't
why wouldn't
understand
you move
you
all
choose
that stuff out and put it some other place or have it in advance?
And I get, you know, okay, you don't want to take it out, whatever, but why in the world?
Why leave it there for them
to
use?
Right, of the Afghani military, why wouldn't we transfer the power of our bases and our military over to the Afghani military? I don't understand why we wouldn't do that instead of having it been...
Well, what are the Afghani military? They don't seem to have much going for them.
Well, not anymore.
A lot of money and time trying to train them.
Took about 3 weeks. The president's gone, everybody's gone, but there was a military.
Well, all right. So we got the hindsight of what is and what is. What is that we're spending a lot more money. It's like putting it into a pot of pee. And that's, there is not going to be a relationship. We say we have to have a relationship with them because they're the closest place to China. What value is that? There's no value to that either.
To have a close base to China? I think there is.
Because the Taliban are always going to be there taking a pot shot at it. You're not going to be secure like you are in many other countries where you have
bases. Well, the base was secure a couple of weeks ago. I mean, the base has been secure. The base
not without
secure.
Having... We don't have
but you
people,
have to have some kind of presence or at least rules and regulations, right?
I don't know. I mean, I'm thinking about all the bases we have in Japan. We have some soldiers over there, but it's not because we're worried about the Japanese people attacking our bases. It's there because it's a
there
sort
have
of
been a lot of talking
thing.
Heads, and I don't know if I'm prepared to go there yet, but there have been a lot of talking heads that said over the weekend that the reason Biden jumped away from this so quickly and in such a careless manner is because this was part of a deal made with China to have the U.S. control out of Afghanistan so that military base would be freed up. I think it's a bigger deal than we think it
is
but until I can research it, I need to see it. I need to see what people are talking about. But that's what a lot of talking heads over the weekend have said.
Anything on social media, Jay, that backs this up? A lot of the lighter things that are on social media. But what sort of back and forth is there other than yes, no, maybe, you know, is there anything cogent that is being posted on any of the social media sites that looks like, I mean, there's certainly a lot of trending.
It's mainly opinion-based stuff, yeah. A lot of, yeah.
All right. And Victoria has had a couple of days off, so she's freshly focused on, let's see, where do we go for dinner on Saturday night? It is what it is. Where do you go from here? There's no good place to go. There isn't. There's not anything. So the Albanians, at least, they're fairly nearby. They're going to accept refugees who worked with the forces, people who want to go there that are from... But how do they get over there? How do they get out? That's be the question, right? What if the Taliban is going to control everything, they're going to control the roads, they're going to control whatever airports are left, they're going to control whatever there is in terms of transportation, are they not? Seeing that's if you're going to control things...
Well, 1,200...
1,200 people have already been evacuated to Albania. So
how they move them up? They fly them up.
Special immigrant visa program. So there must be some sort of protection or chaperone. I don't know.
I mean, everybody that was there that was either in a military, a woman, or a political figure, this is going to be the problem. I mean, these people.
What happened to
the
president
of
Afghanistan?
He's gone. He left. He had to go. He had to be shuttled out. Because literally, I mean, in the time since we've been on the air together, in two days, since Friday, they had, what did they have, 14 provincial capitals that they had taken over. Then they found themselves surrounding Kabul. They were getting ready to go into that city. Once they were about ready to go into Kabul, that's when the president had to go. All their key members of leadership had to go because they would be beheaded. Not only are they killing people, they're beheading people. And so now you have a lot of...
Taliban.
What?
No. Taliban, yeah. They're not, they're subhuman.
So, well, they're subhuman, but now they're running a country. And what happened the last time?
Well, they were running it before. Before we got there, they were running it.
There was a lot more structure. They were not doing what they're doing right now. And
Jennifer,
they were.
If you go back to the period of time when I'm talking about way before in the 1980s.
I understand. There's a whole war. I get it. They've been there the whole time, but you have them tamped down and more controlled. They are running rampant right now. They have never been in control.
Because there was nobody there to hold them down. And it's not our job to hold them down. It's not our job.
But it was our job to help prop up the Afghani military when we went in there and sat there for 20 years.
Well,
so,
we should have sat there for 20 years.
Well, you can go back and debate history, but now, as you just said, we are where we are. And what happens when you pull things out is you get ISIS and you get 9/11 because vacuums are created. And I can tell you this vacuum is sucking a lot faster than I thought it would. I mean, it's insane that it's been a couple of weeks.
All right. Well, it is. Let's see where it all goes. We know we kind of thought it was interesting. Liz Cheney came out on the hunt for Biden and for Trump. That was the first piece of video that I saw on that. I thought it was just pretty interesting to see her out there sort of being the spokesperson for whatever that group is. Whoever's in that group. 18 past the hour. This is the Monday, August 16th DJV program.
Tired of waking up hot and uncomfortable? Start sleeping cool on the Tempur-Breeze by Tempur-Pedic. It's engineered with a revolutionary cooling system that pulls excess heat away from your body to help you sleep deeper all night and wake up more refreshed every morning. The Tempur-Pedic Summer of Sleep ends soon. Don't miss our best offer of the year and your chance to get your best sleep of the summer. All Tempur-Pedic mattresses are on sale with savings up to $700 on adjustable mattress sets. Learn more at Tempur-Pedic.com.
It's like I blinked, and suddenly all my business shifted to e-commerce.
Now my business hours are whenever my customers need me.
My customers want everything now and faster than ever. It's a whole different world.
Your business is changing. The United States Postal Service is changing with it. We're bringing you fast, reliable shipping nationwide. And we're bringing it right when your customers need it. Let's discover new routes. Visit USPS.com/new routes. The United States Postal Service. Priority you.
Halitrin.
You know, a lot of people, when they call us, they ask, you know, like, what makes this different than everything else that I've tried, that I've read about out there? And the big thing that I always say is, you know, it's clinically proven. You know, we've got studies that show that this not only helps you lose weight, but lose weight safely.
Yeah, this is something that's not just a flea bag, fly-by-night outfit. They've been around, and the reason they stay around is because it works. That in order for something to really do you any good, it's got to be natural. And so that's why Calitrin fits like a glove.
We have a huge special right now, summer sale. You don't want to miss it. Toploft.com.
Yep. Use the DJV code when you check out. You don't have to pay for shipping, among other things. So lots of great reasons to do it right now. So go to toploft.com while you're thinking about it right now. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin for giving us more to think about when it comes to weight loss and how to keep the weight off.
Silver. has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared. And now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now 23 after the hour here, in search of truth decay, fixing the problems of truth, justice, and the American way. That may be a little dramatic, but it's okay. Our focus on things that are trending, and lots of people, yeah, as I suggested when we were talking to Jay about what's going on in Afghanistan, also what's going on in Haiti, and we'll get to that after this.
Nothing beats the feel of a great towel when you step out of the shower. Wrap yourself in nothing but the best with the MyPillow towel set. Every MyPillow towel is made from proprietary technology, makes them highly absorbent and soft to the touch. Plus, with a 60-day money-back guarantee, you can try them for yourself and return them if you don't like them. Made with cotton grown in the U.S., available in a variety of colors, every towel set comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, and a washcloth two-pack. For a limited time, get the MyPillow six-piece towel set, usually $109.99, for just $39.99, using the promo code DJV. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special Square, enter the promo code DJV. While you're there, take advantage of the deep discounts you can get from using the DJV code on all the MyPillow products right there online, MyPillow.com, six-piece towel set for $39.99 right now with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
All right, so we have the Haitian situation. Death toll now 1,297 in that quake. There was a 7.2. So looks like ladies Naomi Osaka, who's a tennis star, has stepped up to help the victims here of this. And what Jennifer said during the break was the Haitians can't catch a break.
No. 7.2. Terrible leadership. The president gets shot. Remember, the president gets assassinated, and now they've got another earthquake after they just dug out from such a huge, gigantic earthquake just years ago. And the problem is when people donate money there, there's so much corruption that it's really hard to know where the money goes. But that doesn't mean that Naomi Osaka should not be commended.
Who is she and why is she involved? What is her interest?
Her dad
in?
Is Haitian.
Ah, okay. So that's really the way. Is she, other people are trying to raise money as well? Is she the most notable?
Sean Penn's been down there in Haiti for years now. So he's done so much work, and that's a cause that I think you could safely donate money to and know that it's actually, he's on the ground doing work.
Where's the money going? Who's handling it? Is there a Haitian relief fund?
I'm sure there is, but I'm not sure who she's donating to at this point. She just said that she is committed to all of her earnings. Her upcoming earnings are going to go to Haitian relief. So I'm not sure.
It's the same. I mean, look, it's the same thing here. We just have more places to choose from. But
yeah,
I mean, there's corruption in charitable giving all the time, right? It's, I mean, we talk about it every year during the holidays. Unfortunately, there, the people, you want to just make sure that the relief gets directly to the people who need it because they're the ones that are really suffering.
Yep. All right. On the stage, Johnny Depp addressing the elephant in the room, which is that he's seen as a pariah now in Hollywood. Is he getting not getting any acting jobs? I was watching The Lone Ranger for a little while with Armie Hammer, the two of them together. We're a pair in that movie. So he's blaming it on Amber Heard. Why?
Well, that whole trial. That whole trial that basically, you know, he got canceled. And because she said that he was a wife beater, he took her to court over the wife beater term. Essentially, neither of them won. He lost a libel case, and then she lost something. So they're both, basically, the judge said they were both crazy. Yeah. So he's trying to have more career.
Like, I feel like, because Johnny Depp was, like, the thing for a while. But I don't know. I mean, I think there has been a decline in some of the roles that he's gotten or taken. But I don't know if it was before or after that trial. Could it just be that he's cooling a little bit?
I guess so, but I don't think that trial helped. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I don't think it did either, for sure.
Mm. Well, it's just kind of, when you get right down to the brass tacks, I never found him appealing at all as a character. But that's me, 28 past the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Volvo Cars has donated a fully electric SC40 recharge vehicle to the FDNY to help further the cause of post-accident safety involving battery electric vehicles, BEVs. BEVs feature a large battery and high voltage wiring that may change where first responders should attempt to cut into the vehicle. Additionally, a car with as much ultra-high strength steel as Volvo's XC40 recharge requires specialized extraction procedures. For more automotive tech news, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
I said Chantilly Lace and Eggshell, not matte.
Colby's Interior Design Consultancy is floored with new clients.
Wait, what am I looking at here? This looks like plaid.
We need an admin with an eye for design and a knack for numbers.
Okay, hey, look, take a look at this. Do those numbers look right?
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Screen for quality candidates with the skills your role needs with Indeed Assessments. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Renee.
Happy to be here.
She's not some influencer. She's more of a groundbreaker, turning her 4-acre lot into a little slice of heaven behind the wheel of a John Deere 1 Series tractor. Renee runs with us because the most important job is the next one.
That's all I got.
Nothing runs like a deer. Get a 1 Series tractor for just $99 per month at your John Deere dealer today. For additional cost information, please call toll-free 85.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Taliban leaders declared Monday the war is over after taking control of Afghanistan. President Biden remained on vacation. Speaker Nancy Pelosi issued a statement on Saturday, quote, "The president is to be commended for the clarity of purpose of his statement on Afghanistan and the actions he has taken," end quote. Looking like the Vietnam withdrawal of 1975, a handful of people have been killed Monday at the airport trying to escape Afghanistan. The Biden administration says the intelligence community is to blame. Democrat representative from California, Jackie Speier, on CNN.
This is a crisis of untold proportions. This is an intelligence failure. We underestimated the Taliban and overestimated the resolve of the Afghan army.
The Taliban captured Bagram Air Base on Sunday and released thousands of prisoners, including many senior al-Qaeda operatives. USA Radio News.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Traders, listen up. As life in America starts to return to normal, are you looking for the best trading opportunities? With the current real estate market, the rise of crypto, and the volatility of tech stocks, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how our technology analyzes over 1 million data points per day. Text the word money to 813-813 so you can learn how to predict market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Whether you're trading stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to find out how to maximize your gains. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how to use the volatility to your advantage. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813 now.
By texting in, you consent to receive calls, voice, and text messages using automated technology regarding offers by or on behalf of Vantage Point.
As President Biden's open border policy at the U.S.-Mexico border continues to allow an estimated 1 million illegal immigrants into the United States, many infected with the coronavirus, Border Patrol agents are now being shot at. Former ICE Director Tom Homan on Fox News says the threats at the border will continue.
No, it actually happens more than we realize. And I actually patrolled that area back in 84 to 88. The Old Tide Mountain area. I was a Border Patrol in that same area, so I'm very familiar with the area. I was actually involved in the shooting way back then, right in that general area near Tecate. But that area is known for high trafficking. It's high human trafficking, high alien smuggling, and high drug smuggling. And what's happening right now, the cartels know that the Border Patrol is overwhelmed. They know backup is miles away because half the Border Patrol is processing family units and children. And they're smuggling a lot of drugs in the United States right now because they don't have to Border Patrol's off the line. That's why we have over 90,000 fentanyl overdoses already this year. So they've been emboldened, and they're making a lot of money, and they're willing to take the risk and take on law enforcement because of the money they're making. But I'll say this, they're cowards because they more likely shoot from Mexico where they're protected by corrupt, you know, law enforcement, corrupt military, rather than shooting, staying in the United States because they'll be prosecuted to the fullest extent of law in this country. It's unfortunate that I think it's going to happen more as they've been emboldened and they're moving more drugs. There's more incidents like this will occur.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Now, precisely 34 minutes after the hour on the Monday DJB program, 16th of August, so we're halfway through the month, Jennifer. Yabba dabba doo. 2 weeks from two weddings on my property. There's a wedding on Friday night, the 27th, and a wedding on Saturday, the 28th, both of them on the farm and then at my house. It'd be an interesting take. The ladies have gotten together and they've pooled resources. They didn't know. I had forgotten, actually, that they were both getting married. Well, I hadn't forgotten that. I said they could do it here. But what I forgot was that they were back-to-back. So then when I realized that, I called the two of them and said, why don't you share expenses? So that was a great idea. So here we go. It's wedding. Why would people get married, though, in the... And the this is the hot, the summer doldrums. Get married when it's cool and calm.
I think it's rough, too.
Yeah.
But especially if you're outdoors. I mean, obviously, if you're indoors, it doesn't really matter. But
I made sure that we have
a huge component in all this.
I've told the cows to make sure there's lots of poop on the ground for when people are walking around.
Oh.
It's very
sweet.
You gotta
clean that up, don't you?
Yeah. Of course not. You kidding? Come on.
Oh, nice. Your wedding was smelled like fresh flowers.
Yes, right. Exactly. What a wonderful world the universe is. Okay, so let's get back to the reality of Monday morning. Excuse me. The third vaccine. You ladies ready? Ready for the... Well, Jennifer hasn't had her first.
You got a ways to go.
Right. What about you, Victoria?
Sure. I mean, I'm more ready to get my parents a booster, but and maybe get you one.
So I'm ready to go have a booster. I'll go have a booster, and I'm wondering whether I should get Moderna. I'm thinking about getting Moderna as the third shot.
You can actually mix it. That is what they're saying. Although the guideline, the official guidance from the CDC says to get a third of whatever you already got. The thing that I question though is in the beginning when you get your first Pfizer or Moderna, it only gives you very little protection. It's the second shot that boosts you way up. So if you only get one of Moderna now, how much extra protection are you really getting? Whereas a third Pfizer has already been tested to boost you way back up almost to 100.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to ask
Ken. I would ask your doctor, but I mean, you're seeing that there's some differences in the protection of Moderna and Pfizer and J&J in terms of the Delta variant. So
yeah.
If Moderna, faring well against Delta, but then why would you, then you probably, if you've had Pfizer, you'd want to bring yourself up to speed with that booster. Why just get a willy-nilly booster? I don't know.
That's exactly what I'm thinking. Yeah.
Where is the willy-nilly? Where's that one available?
The other guidance, which isn't official, but it's, sort of like anecdotal from that study that came out of NYU, is that if you've gotten the J&J single dose, that now their recommendation is for everyone who got a J&J to get either one Pfizer or one Moderna. So I guess there is some benefit to just getting one in addition to your initial inoculation, but I don't know.
We'll have Ken. I won't bother to have Jack weigh in on it because he'll tell us. Not that his information isn't reliable. It just doesn't happen. It represents a different point of view. I'm for having different points of view. That's why I have have you guys here. But as far as he's not happy with me, I mean, not to the point of ending a friendship, but he just thinks that I ought not to have had him for his own reasons.
It's against your character, like how you've been, I think, is against the people that have known you. How you've been in terms of the vaccine is
different than people
would have assumed. Yes.
Yeah, I've never had a flu shot in my life and never got the flu. So, but I just think that for the purposes, part of the thing is these vaccine cards and what they will allow you to do. And as a result of that, there's a lot of fake vaccine card information online.
Well, it's not like they're hard to, you look at them, they're like an index
easy.
Card. I don't know.
I don't know. So here's that phony baloney Chuck Schumer running around saying, we have to do something about this. Okay, so
he's right.
Out of there.
He's right,
but he's a big showboat.
Well, someone has to take the... I mean, come on, it's either him or, Mitch McConnell. Like, we hear about it, it doesn't matter who's saying it.
I can say it. That doesn't have as much impact, I guess, as Schumer. But the point you're making, which is the right one, is that there are a lot of cheats, and there are a lot of people who are going to try to get away with this, and they'll impact, we don't give a damn about them.
Try to get away with what? I mean, the mandate thing, really,
not having
really going there?
Really had
I mean,
the vaccine, and that seems to be what curbs all of the problems.
But what business? It already.
Yeah.
Good. I mean, you know what?
Good.
No, but, Jen, it's not good because...
I don't say black market, but the fact that, in Los Angeles County, they're having a conversation about whether unvaccinated people can go to a grocery store.
Wow,
that's
disgusting. Outrageous. Yeah.
It's appalling. And guess
what?
Only 30% of the black population is vaccinated in L.A. County. I can't wait till the first restaurant, the first grocery store, the first gym turns away a black person because that is going to get the ACLU involved. In all this. I mean, I don't think they understand what they're doing. I mean, this is segregation all over again.
But in this instance, though, with the vaccine cards, people need to know, and people are too stupid, and they don't research anything. But people are really stupid, and as soon as you hand someone an official, whether it's at the TSA or going into a restaurant or a hotel or whatever, as soon as you hand someone a fake vaccine card, you've just committed a federal crime.
Yeah,
federal crime comes with federal time, but people are too stupid to realize that. They think they've somehow gamed the system here. They're going to end up in jail because
they
can verify those numbers and they're not adding up. They're just all fake. They came in from China. There's already a shipment that was seized. Thousands of these fake vaccine cards that came in from China.
Jeez.
So what Chuck Schumer is, what he's saying, the reason he's talking about this, is because he wants the Border Patrol and the FBI to team up with the Department of Health and Human Services to basically to crack down on
little,
the counterfeit cards
right now. So maybe he's going to have to come up with
something. Maybe he should do it himself. Put them out there.
Well, I mean, look, something has to be done. I mean, this is,
no question,
you know, we have illegal stuff that comes in all the time, and Border Patrol is in charge of
that. Leave it to the Chinese.
Illegal people
to come up
coming
with
in. Let's focus on that. They're the ones bringing all the stuff in, right?
Well, not all of it, but they're not helping. That's for sure. No. All right, so now hospitalizations among the 30-year-old group hit a record high over the weekend. Let's see here. 30 people in their 30s. Avoiding hospitalizations from the virus early on, but because they haven't all been... What's the age cut? The younger you are, the fewer people have been vaccinated. Is that pretty much what's been going on now to this point?
I think
I noticed
is,
the numbers were up pretty high.
Because this age group of 30 to 39, they have slightly less than half of the people who are 25 to 39 are fully vaccinated, as opposed to like the rest of the adult population, 61% is vaccinated. So yeah, there are fewer people, and probably because they thought in their, you know, last year, no one in their 30s or younger was getting this. Mm-hmm. And so, and if they did, it was pretty mild. So, but now, you know, the more unvaccinated people, that's where the virus goes. It's how a virus works.
Ken Kronhaus says that fewer people are dying. Fewer people are getting really sick, but there are more people getting sick. That's basically, I hope that's not confusing. I understand.
Well, the hospitalizations remain mostly, and I mean like 98% are people who are not vaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
So people who are vaccinated are still staying out of the hospital, and that's the whole point of the vaccine.
Right. Now, in Georgia, Ware County started school last week. There are four school districts in the state that started school that have announced they are suspending school because of the sharp increase in the number of sick children who are going to school. So is that the right way to handle this, I guess, is the question under the circumstances. I'm not going to be a Monday morning quarterback, even though it's Monday morning. But they have 11 public schools, and classes started last week. And as soon as they started, apparently, students were coming down with this stuff. Now, again,
well,
what's the youngest age you can
12.
Get? 12.
Yeah, 12 years old is the youngest that it's approved.
And it's not without risk. I mean, the thing is that, I don't know, there are a lot of parents who are considering whether or not the vaccine is good. And, you know, I don't know, maybe it's just my dad's cardiologist. He said, I have no qualms about the vaccine for older people. He said, I think it's great when you're an adult. I think you should get the vaccine. Those are his words, not mine. That's what the doctor said. But he said his patient load for younger people who have gotten the vaccine, especially teenagers who are now eligible for it, they're getting a ton of cardiac inflammation, and I think it's
well,
a really.
What do you hear about it? Why would it cause it in younger people and not in older people?
Well, I don't know.
That story to be told. Somebody needs to tell that story.
Well, someone needs to ask Dr. Ken that. He is a cardiologist, so we need to know that answer.
Yeah, that is a good question. All right. So anyway, that's what's going on down in Ware County, and they probably, I'm sure, there'll be a lot of other. School. They're not even offering virtual classes. They just shut everything down until the week after Labor Day to see where the dust settled. 44 at the hour here on the DJV program. On Friday, Victoria, when you were taking a little time off, we had a conversation here, and Jennifer had a fabulous overview for the people. I asked a question about my pillow products, and because mostly I've gotten some starch from people, why are you helping that guy? Because people don't like Mike Lindell. And Jennifer and I started talking about what really is going on here. We understand that Lindell is a character. He has a point of view, like lots of other people do. Maybe he's a little off the reservation. But you know what? He's got 1,600 people that are working to make a product in America for Americans. So why would you discount the role of those 1,600? If you don't like Lindell, okay. But if you like the product and you've used it over the years, why wouldn't you still keep using it? You're not going to hurt Lindell. He's got all his money. What you're going to do is hurt the people if, in fact, it were to be a huge, and as it turns out, business is pretty good there. But I just think that the attitude towards somebody in the political cancel culture that we're in this circumstance, and maybe we think it through.
I'd like to take credit for this, but this was Jay's. This was Jay's comment,
Jay.
Hurting the worker.
Yeah.
I mean, it was all me.
Yeah. Okay. Well, anyway, so I was going to bring that up again because I think it's a salient point. If you're looking for fantastic pillows, if you're looking for fantastic towels and sheets and blankets and all the things that are in the product catalog, then you continue to pay attention to this. There are a lot of people, excuse me, the guy who runs Chick-fil-A, a lot of people that don't like his politics, the guy that runs Hobby Lobby. But do we stop going there?
Yeah.
No.
People boycott if they want to.
Well,
America,
they want to.
That's
capitalism. Right, exactly. No, I get that. But to not like the guy that runs it and to think about the hundreds, if not thousands, in Hobby Lobby's case and Chick-fil-A, good God, tens of thousands of employees. And I'll tell you something, I've never gone by a Chick-fil-A that there wasn't a line around the door and out the window. So anyway, I think it's worth having a conversation, but just know that they're there with their products. My slippers are doing very well. All you have to do is go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page. There's a square there. Enter DJV. That's the promo code, DJV. Take advantage of all the deep discounts, up to 65%. When you pick something and you put the DJV code in, it'll tell you how much you save by using that. So get the sheets, get the pillows, get the mattress topper, towel sets, you name it, they've got it. And my promo code the pillow promo page, use the promo code DJV, if that's not too confusing, when you visit MyPillow.com.
Angie's List is now Angie. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or you're planning your dream renovation, Angie connects you with top local pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, compare quotes, and book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
It's like I blinked, and suddenly all my business shifted to e-commerce.
Now my business hours are whenever my customers need me.
My customers want everything now and faster than ever. It's a whole different world.
Your business is changing. The United States Postal Service is changing with it. We're bringing you fast, reliable shipping nationwide. And we're bringing it right when your customers need it. Let's discover new routes. Visit USPS.com/new routes. The United States Postal Service. Priority, you.
With the help of Cheerios Oat Crunch Almond, I get everyone's morning started with a smile. It has a delicious and hearty combination of the Cheerios you love, whole grain oats, and sliced almonds for an extra crunchy crunch. That's how I set the rhythm for a great day. Look for Cheerios Oat Crunch Almond in your local grocery store.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease and stay safe with Exergen.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the
government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Three past the hour now. It's Tech Talk time. I want you to know, Victoria, in your absence, I did a yeoman's job taking care of Tech Talk. Excellent. I almost sounded like I knew what I was talking about. That's the
good.
And that's, yeah, right, exactly. Well, you gave me the information. All right, so T-Mobile is investigating some reports. What's the problem?
Oh, yeah. So T-Mobile confirmed on Sunday that they're looking into an online forum post that claims to be selling a large trove of T-Mobile customers' sensitive data. This was first reported by Motherboard. They said that they were in contact with the seller of the data, and they said that they believe that the data was taken from T-Mobile servers. It includes social security numbers, names, addresses, driver's license information related to more than 100 million people. And so after reviewing all the samples of the data, Motherboard confirmed that they did believe this is authentic. And so T-Mobile said that they're aware of the claims and they do not have any additional information at this time. They're looking into this. It's not clear when the data may have been accessed, but T-Mobile has been the target of this kind of stuff before. Remember that huge data breach that they had in December of 2020? They've had several large ones in the last few years. And so during the most recent one, call-related information and phone numbers for some of the customers were exposed. The company said at the time that it did not include more sensitive info like, you know, full names or social security numbers, but now we know it looks like that it has been exposed in this new breach. So back in 2018, hackers accessed personal information of roughly 2 million T-Mobile customers at the time. In 2019, some of T-Mobile's prepaid customers were also affected by that breach, and then the financial information up until now, the March 2020 breach, that was another one that seems to have been the most serious. But if this new breach is turns out to be exactly what they think, 100 million people are affected by this. That will go down as one of the larger tech breaches that we've had in a long time.
Wow. All right. Well, it isn't all right, but it's kind of sobering, isn't it, huh? get all of these. But you wonder, what is secure? And is it worth it? All of the, you know, all of the time and attention we pay, our lives are wrapped around all these devices and the information on them. Wow. Whew. All right, Amazon has something to crow about, I guess, in a manner of speaking. We'll talk about that after this.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today. With funding from $3,000 to $500,000, Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now. Fast funding for small businesses.
The moment you fire up a Gator UTV, the engine has your full attention. The completed job is on the horizon. And the trail meets its match. Just like that, you made short work of a long to-do list. Run with us on a John Deere Gator UTV. With effortless four-wheel drive at the flip of a switch and our smoothest shifting transmission yet. Nothing runs like a deer. Search John Deere Gator for more.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
All right, so this is an interesting reality because Amazon's getting so big in the package delivery business. What are they doing?
Well, so Amazon packages might actually get an express ticket now. They have finished building their $1.5 billion air hub. This is located at the Cincinnati Northern Kentucky International Airport, and it has already started operations there. They built an 800,000-square-foot facility back in 2019 is when they started building it. They just cut the ribbon over the weekend, and so obviously having a centrally located place to process all these packages is something that they've been looking to have, you know, for a while.
FedEx
is in Memphis, and DHL is actually at the same hub that Amazon is now at the Cincinnati airport. So Amazon basically said that they wanted to have a cargo hub to for their rapid transport of customer packages. And so they've been they purchased 11 airplanes last year, and then in April of this year, Amazon had already had over 70 planes working as part of this new network.
Well. It's you know, if you're going to do this, you got to do it that way.
Right.
But
you lose money if you have a third party doing it.
Yeah, right. Exactly. And they had a big deal with UPS for a long time, and now that seems to have gone by the wayside. I'm sure UPS doesn't like that, but that's the way it is, boys and girls in America.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.